Blind Cool Tech 53, July 22nd, 2005. Hey y'all, how are you? I'm Larry Skidcon, your host for Blind Cool Tech. We've got a couple of things on today's show. Gonna give you some samples of some more digital recorders. And keep in mind, this is a harsh environment to test these in. First, what we'll be listening to is the Olympus DS2 with an external mic. And as you'll hear from the recording, we do have it set on the less sensitive mode, and you'll hear more about that. After that, that was on a trip for lunch, just to walk down and get some chicken wings at the corner convenience store. After that, you can join us on the way home for the iRiver on its internal mic, which turns out to be not a good environment at all, way too noisy for the iRiver's internal mic. You noticed earlier this morning that we went to work with the iRiver and the external mic, and that turned out okay. Then we'll conclude with a few comments. And one thing I noticed as I do this, I don't have a good place to record. My computer's too noisy in the basement, and I'm going to have to do something about that computer. But anyway, here's the lunch trip. This runs about 15 minutes, and then followed by the iRiver on the way home. And we'll talk to you all later.
We're just out trying another recorder today. This one is the Olympus DS2. And it seems to do pretty good on an external mic, just like the other one. It's not great with the internal. I think you have situations with both of them where if you handle the device, you get all kinds of crazy noises. I'm going to adjust this mic just a sec. Rest. Oh, that's right. Okay. All right, little buddy. So we're on our way to get some chicken wings at the Dairy Mart. Which is about a block over from APH. This interesting thing about this particular recorder is that I've got it set right now on dictation, which helps eliminate some of the extraneous noise. So we'll see how that does out here in this kind of traffic situation. Might actually turn out to be a little bit better. I think this has limiting too. There's some noise for us. So yeah, there's two settings, a conference and a dictation for your mic sensitivity. And we were trying it out a while ago in the office with the conference setting, and it was picking up a lot of extraneous noise, and it was it sounded like it was trying too hard. As Rob put it, it was pumping. You could hear it kind of giving little waves. So this is the dictation setting, and supposedly it just picks up the things that are closer to the mic. I don't know how this is going to work out for us or not. So So we're waiting to cross Frankfort Avenue. And we'll see what this how this recording comes out. One thing I do like about that other one is that strap. And you know what? This one actually has a carrying case too. I hadn't checked it out yet. Poor Jakey, I think he gets confused when I'm talking with you all. Let's go inside, little buddy. Good boy. Good doggy. Inside. There you go. That's it. Good boy. Oh, the smell of fried chicken.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Good.
Yes, sir.
9 chicken wings, please, and a carton of smokes.
Just a few minutes ago.
Oh, excellent. Come here, little buddy. Sit down. Good doggy.
Your total is 3072.
$30.72, Clifton's Food Mart on the 22nd.
First button, sir.
$30.72, Clifton's Food Mart on the 2nd.
First button, sir. Anything,
sir?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Okay, okay. Alrighty.
You got your receipt.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
$1, sir.
Okay, little buddy.
Thank you.
What about this? Straight. That's it. That way. How about? There you go. Good boy. Good dog. Okay. So we're back to the street here. Press the button to cross. Jake's a good doggy. So this will be interesting to see how this does with this extra noise out here. Man, I have got one splitting headache today. I don't think I'm over whatever I've got. Hey. Good boy. That's it, little buddy. Good doggy. Okay. Describe this Olympus DS2 to you. Actually haven't played with it enough to do much with it yet, though. I know there's, it's got the handy slide to lock the buttons. And it also has a beep setting in the menu, which is very handy. One thing too that I just noticed with the software that comes with it is that you can have it synchronized with your PC's clock to set its clock. Now, I know, you book port users. I want it too. I want to be able to do that too. Whoa. That was a fast bike just flew by.
Where have you guys been?
Been to get some chicken.
Somebody's got his tongue.
All right. You got your tongue out, little buddy. Right. There you go. Good boy. That's it. Okie dokie. Inside. How about inside? Good boy. Good doggy. Man, it's hot out there. Whew. This player, I believe there's five buttons along the right side. First one's index, then menu, then folder. I believe up and down volume, maybe. And then there's five buttons on the face of it, which top left is record, top right is stop. On the bottom is rewind, play, and forward. On the left side, you have a switch, a lock switch, and your earphone jack. On the top, microphone jack. Thank you. this thing uses two AA batteries. Good boy, little buddy. What?
You probably got hot wings.
Yeah. What? So whatever you got there smells pretty good, too. Not as good as hot wings, though. I know it. You were into them, weren't you?
Because I left them off
at a month. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we're still on the digital recorder quest. I have a couple of reasons for doing this that I'll tell you about at some point in the next few weeks. And actually, the way I'm recording this right now is just with a built-in microphone on the iRiver, mainly just to see how it is in the just without the external microphone and other noises around. So, I think this has got limiting in our automatic gain control. Although, I believe we turned that off. But, I'll have to double check. Be interested to compare this sound with how we did this morning with the internal, with the external mic. One thing I'm really pleased with about this device is that it's so easy to use. Now, I did also do a pretty good evaluation of the Olympus DS2, and I'm pretty intrigued with that device too. It's a bit bigger, but it's actually easier to use. And once you turn on the beep feature in the menus, it becomes even easier to use. And the way it works, you know, there's just a record button on the front. It's very similar to that note taker, the digital recorder that I reviewed. That was the Olympus V90 in Blind Cool Tech a few shows ago. But it is much more sophisticated. It has a USB cradle and can record directly to WMA format or a format they call DSS, whose initials I don't remember what they stand for. I knew today, and I forgot already. But the recordings on it are quite good. We were, at first we were a little disappointed when we recorded on it, but it turns out the problem is with the speaker on the device. But it has such a small speaker that you can't really get an appreciation for the quality that you're getting. But at the same time, that speaker makes it what are you doing? Jake's trying to sniff there. very, very handy to use it. And it will also use an external mic, which is really probably the way to go with it. It's interesting to compare these two devices. That one actually records. You can set it to do 128 bits per second. Out of these three portable devices I've used for recording, I really think that the Arcos has probably got the best recording quality. It seems like it picks up the highs and the lows better than this device does. And it gives you a better range, quality settings and so forth. But, there's something to be said about the ease and convenience of something, especially this Olympus. This thing is as simple as press the record button. It automatically detects an external microphone. So you, all you have to do is set your sensitivity on it. And then you slide the little lock switch down. You put this thing in your pocket and away you go. And I kept meaning to check what the capacitor was on it. And I did read it. It's extensive. It's plenty enough to do a day's recording. And it shows up as a drive when you plug it in. I'm like, this thing, this iRiver, which out of the box did not do until I downloaded that firmware. And I apologize, I could not put that link. On the show notes, because it was an and sign in it, and it was making my RSS invalid. So I'll have to dig into what's going on with that a little bit more. I know there's a way around it. I just didn't have time to do it yet, but I will. This Olympus DS2 comes with a little cradle, and as soon as you plug it in to your USB portal, you set the device in the cradle. It'll actually let you use the microphone on it, or the speaker as your microphone, sound card, your computer even. So, features. But the thing I'm really impressed most about is just the pure ease of it. It's
good dog for you?
Hell yeah. It's like I said, it's a bit bigger. It's about kind of quite twice as tall as the iRiver. Maybe the size of one of those candy bar size cell phones. It still fits in your pocket fine. And it does come with a case that you can mount on your belt. But you know, the thing about this iRiver is you've got it, like I've got it right here on my forearm. And hopefully this microphone is picking me up talking without any problem. This DS2 is set up. There are five buttons on the face of it. Two at the top, which are record on the left and stop on the right. And then three below it, which are rewind, play, and fast forward. So, you know, as a note taker should be, it It's very easy to take a quick recording and play it back if you just want to take notes. Or if you want to do something longer, just press that record key, get a beep confirmation if you have your beeps turned on. And just lock switch on and record for hours if you want. Very, very nice. And I will do one this weekend on it. Give you a sample of quality, both of the internal mic and with the external one. There you go, little Jake. Something to make Jake do his thing here. Thing about this DS2 also, it's fairly easy to change, like the microphone sensitivity, and probably you can do this with the other functions that you need to access. So I know in my case, I hold the menu button down for a couple seconds, press one down arrow, and enter, and I'm on the microphone sensitivity selection, and I can just press a down arrow to switch from whatever I'm on to the other one. Like I say, the settings are conference and dictation being the less sensitive. So it'll be interesting to play with those settings. Didn't clip when trucks went by on the street and so forth. So that, you know, that could be a good candidate for some kinds of situations where you've got a lot of different and unknown sound sources. Thing I did not care for too much was that the software, it was okay, but it didn't seem to work the way I expected it to. One of the options is that you can convert the WMA files into WAV files if you transfer them with the software, but that didn't work for me. Missing something, or if I had to have the plus version, which they kept mentioning, but I never did get the exact details on what else you get with that. One of the things they say too is that you can, you know, if you have via voice speech recognition and you're doing dictation, it's supposed to be high enough quality to actually convert your dictation to text. I have not tried that either. Obviously, it's not going to work in a conference room with multiple speakers at different distances from the microphone, but, and they tell you that. It's not near as hot out here today as I suspected it was going to be this morning. In fact, it's really not bad at all. It's a nice and breeze going. Hey there.
How are you?
Great. How you doing?
Fantastic.
So, it's been interesting testing these out. And, get some ideas about what settings, which microphones work in different situations better. If this internal mic this iRiver works out with it just strapped to my forearm like this. This would actually be the absolute most convenient way to do this. Like I said, I did record a meeting yesterday with this, but it was perfect for my voice, but it didn't pick up the other people in the room that well. And I think this Olympus will actually do better at that, even with its internal microphone, but it doesn't have strap for the forearm, so maybe that's something. Well, actually, you could take this strap and put the Olympus in its case and clip the case to this strap, or maybe you could even clip it onto your shirt or whatever, where the microphone would be closer to you. Or I guess actually probably lay it on the table in front of you, and it might be all right as long as somebody wasn't on the table or whatever. I noticed with both of these devices, just holding it makes enough microphone noise that it kind of ruins the recording. All right, what else we got? You guys are probably going to be sick about portable digital recorders, but we actually have had several emails asking about them, so we're talking about them. And we've got a project here where we're going to be doing some stuff with them, so I'm interested too. And I'm really interested in this Blind Cool Tech Podcast too. Can't express how much fun I've had making these, aside from a few days I was sick there. And I actually didn't get tired at 2 o'clock today like I have been the last few days, so maybe I'm over it. I sure hope so. It's no fun to walk around in a lethargic situation all the time. I mentioned this morning too that I had a couple of requests for information on getting started podcasting. And one of the questions I got was, what's some things to watch out for? And the biggest pitfall I've found so far is that bandwidth is an issue. Now, my podcast is probably a little different than a lot of others because, as I mentioned, I'm just doing this as an experiment. And I don't want to limit myself to one show a week, two a week. One weekend where I actually did 5 just over the weekend. And when you start talking about that kind of volume, it gets expensive to host it. Good boy, little buddy. Out for is to box and test the link. I think I told you too that I wrote a script. Well, I actually just made some modifications to some project tracking software that I wrote at APH to help us keep track of all the different issues in each project. And I set these shows up as a project, and then each show is an issue in that project. And the name of the issue is the name of the show. And the script goes in and removes the spaces from it. I really didn't even have to do that, but I did. And then the text for the issue becomes the show notes. And as this project has evolved, I've sort of treated the show notes as sort of a table of contents for the show. Got other issues to watch out for. Obviously, you guys that have been with me on this ride know that audio quality issues, special levels, were one of my biggest problems. And, you know, like I say, I'm not an expert. I've still got a long ways to go in getting the quality of this podcast up to where I want it to be. The rest of what I can do is going to involve a little bit of money. Like quieting down that PC that I use in the basement. And I did pick up a good mixer. I guess it was last week. It's a Yamaha MG10/2. Very nice mixer, and it was only $99. I had been using a Radio Shack one, and that's actually brought me into work. There, but I'm going to go ahead and get one of these Yamahas for work as well. So, those are the kinds of issues. A decent place to record in the studio, so to speak. It's really tough to come by, too. Basement at home would be alright, except that noisy computer of mine. And I've been looking for an excuse to get another PC anyway, so what do I do? Alright, well, I think we'll wrap this issue up.
Okay, I'm recording this on Saturday morning, July 23rd, to finish up a few details about the iRiver IFP 899. Got a few emails pointing out that I neglected to mention the memory capacity and battery usage and recording time on this device. So let me do that now. This device actually runs on one AA battery. And the manufacturer claims that you get about 40 hours of playback time on that AA battery, but that might be a bit optimistic according to some of the reviews that I've read on eOpinions. People are claiming anywhere from 35 or so really is more realistic. I suspect it depends on a few things. It has 1 gigabyte of internal memory. There's no way to replace it or add more or anything. And they claim 35 hours on the highest quality recording setting, which is good. It's enough to do what I need to do with it anyway. I'm mainly not really going to use it much as an MP3 player, but more as a recorder. I am using, I hope I mentioned, the built-in mic again, just to, you know, kind of get an idea of how good this is going to work for what I need. The Olympus DS2, I found out, only has 64 megabytes of RAM in it, and it only records for about an hour on its highest quality stereo setting. Now, what I need to do is try it on its medium quality mono setting, which gives you about 10 hours of recording, which is, that'll work for me. I do happen to have the DS2 Olympus with me here. And I'll just give you an idea of how it sounds with its built-in speaker. I just press the record button and, you know, like I say, you turn on the beeps and the menus and it's very, very easy to use. And, you know, that is really the appealing thing about this to me, is that, you know, no matter where you're at or what, you just hit that record button, you can slide the lock switch, and you know you're recording. So we can play this back on its internal speaker. And you'll see.
I just press the record button and, you know, like I say, you turn on the beeps and the menus and it's very, very easy to use. And, you know, that is really the appealing thing about this to me, is that, you know, no matter where you're at or what, you just hit that record button, you can slide the lock switch, you know you're recording. So,
now you hear that microphone noise, that was me moving my finger on the button, so it's very sensitive. Let's try another one with a little less mic noise. So I pressed record and I'm purposely keeping my hands away from the face of this thing because it is sensitive.
So I pressed record and I'm purposely keeping my hands away from the face of this thing because it is sensitive.
And then you heard me going for the stop button, and you can definitely hear that in the built-in mic. This device, the Olympus, runs on 2 AA batteries, and they say for 10 hours or so. So, you know, that's all right too. And like I say, the appealing thing about this Olympus is that it's so easy. I mean, it's made just for recording. And I was put off at first by the internal speaker. We didn't think it was doing that high quality of recording, but it's actually a very good recording. Okay, I'm back again. And just for your information, I am recording this on the iRiver with its built-in mic. I'm now in my basement studio. Woohoo. A couple of things I did want to mention that I neglected to so far, and one of those is that there's on the Olympus DS2, there's actually 2 things about it that I hate as far as the transfers go. One of them is that the size, the end of the USB that plugs into the cradle is a different size than that of your normal USB, you know, small, I believe it's called a mini B. It's the same one that goes into the book port, the iRiver, and the Arcos. So it's nice to just keep that plugged into your USB port on your PC. I have one on all my PCs, and I can just plug those devices into the end of that cable. Well, this one you can't do that with. So you're always going to be taking this cradle with you and plugging it into a port on your PC. So that's a negative. The other negative that might even be a little worse with this Olympus is, for some bizarre reason, when you install the software for it to control it, it wants a serial number. So I'm going to have to... I know every time that I have a serial number, I always write it down and keep it in a serial number file. But in my haste to get this installed yesterday, I didn't do that. So now I'm got to wait around for somebody sighted to be able to install this software so I can get my recordings off the device. I hate that. Okay, that's it. Bye. Well, that's going to wrap it up for issue 53 of Blind Cool Tech. I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition. I must again apologize, I don't have a decent studio in this house anywhere. I mean, if it's not computer noise, it's ticking or air conditioning, we've got to do something about that. And I also apologize for the poor quality of, you know, the noise was too much for the internal microphone on the iRiver. That's what I'm recording on right now, by the way. On that trip home last night, yesterday afternoon after work. So we won't be doing that again, obviously. Here in a few weeks, we're going to be taking a trip to Arkansas and definitely plan to do a sound-seeing tour of the Bill Clinton Presidential Library in Little Rock. So, I hope I can come up with, you know, maybe this internal microphone on this iRiver will be adequate for that kind of environment. If not, I know the external microphone will be. All right, if you would like to contact us, you can leave an audio message at 206-984-9203. Our email is blindcooltech@gmail.com. And of course, our website is aph.org/tech/bct.htm. Y'all have a great one, and we'll see you next time.